You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, verse 25. Verse 26 and verse 27. Could we read it together? Ready? Begin. The Lord bless thee and keep thee.
The
Let's bow for prayer. Father, how thankful I am for this evening that we could celebrate Thanksgiving, a night to give thanks to Thee for Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy. I thank You that You've allowed us to live life, and I thank You for the fact that You have allowed us to live knowing that soon we'll be in Your presence by way of rapture or by way of death. And I pray that, God, we would count this a blessing to be alive tonight. Thank You for the songs that speak about the blessing of the Lord upon our life. Bless this time around Your word is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The theme tonight is thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee. The word bless means just simply to receive favor from the hand of God. And so when I bless you or you bless me, I'm giving a gift to you or you're giving a gift to me. Where God says all blessings come from Him. In our psalm book, it's page 30. It's called the Doxology. Our church, when I was a boy growing up, not far from here, about 15 minutes from here, we'd sing every single Sunday morning, page 30. Now it was a different page number in that psalm book, but it was the same song, the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We ought to be a people that give praise. That music was written in 1554. It's an old, old hymn. But how thankful I am for the doxology and the favor that I receive from the Lord. I want you to see in this text, the Lord bless thee and keep me. I've never seen it before, this. But it's very obvious. That's speaking about the doxology, God the Father. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. It is the job of God Almighty to keep us. My Bible says in John chapter number 10 and verse 28 and 29 that God will keep me. No one's going to pluck me out of my Father's hand. Because I'm a child of the King. And God says, the triune God says, I'm going to bless you as your Father. I'm not blessing you as the Son. I'm not blessing you as the Spirit. I'm blessing you as the Father. As a father pitieth his children, so he pitieth them that fear him. To think tonight that the Bible says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. But not just simply the Father. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heaven. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The second verse, verse 25, the Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. That's Jesus Christ. For in Luke chapter 1, verse number 79, the Bible says that Jesus came to give light to them that were in darkness. Thus we have the Father says, I want to bless you. God the Father has blessed all of us this year. We look back over this year and recognize that God's blessed me. Jesus is, the Father has led me, but then the Son make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. I tell you, Jesus, what a friend of sinners. I think of so many times in the midnight hour this year where he's been so close to me when I cannot rest and cannot sleep. I think of the early morning hours when it's dark and I get up and I try to walk with him. Jesus led me all the way, led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. Jesus led me all the way. You know, when God's word says he'll bless thee, that's the Father speaking. When God's word says, I'll bless you, that's the Son speaking. But the Bible says, verse 26, the Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Peace. John 14, 29 says, Jesus said, peace I give unto you, my peace I leave unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he will come and I will send him in my name. And what will he do? He will provide peace. And the scripture says, the Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You know, tonight, as we look at 2024, Jesus has been there all the way. The Holy Spirit has been with us every step of the way. God Almighty has been with us. And the scripture says here, the Lord, the Father, bless thee. The Lord, the Father, keep thee. The Lord, the Son, make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And that is the Holy Spirit. All year long, the Trinity has been working in your heart and in my heart. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine unto the uttermost. Our Father, tonight, I'm so thankful for the fact that this year you have blessed us. You have blessed us with life, with health. You have blessed us with our family, our home. You blessed us with this church. You blessed us with the Word of God. You blessed us with the Holy Spirit, who's been our comforter, our guide, our teacher, our giver of truth to our lives. We thank you that you've comforted us and you've given us the Son. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And you've given us the Father. And I pray that tonight we might remember these three thoughts, that the Father has been there all year long for us, and the Son has been there all year long for us, and the Spirit of God has been there all year long for us. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. In the quietness of this moment, have you been neglecting the Holy Spirit as he speaks to you? Have you neglected God Almighty, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own? What a friend we have in Jesus. Have we neglected the Father? I wonder tonight if our heads are bowed, as our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, we stand together, please. And as we stand, the invitation's open for you to get right with God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.